This is People Magazine for the week of September 23rd, 2019. On the cover of this week's People, Princess Kate, the mom who will be queen. How the royal mother of three is finding her voice and guiding the future of her family and the monarchy. But first, let's get the scoop on the college admission scandal. Felicity faces her fate. Felicity Huffman says her desperation to be a good mother led her to pay $15,000 to fake her daughter's SAT scores, and she'll feel utter shame for the rest of her life. One of the most famous figures charged in this year's bombshell college admissions fraud investigation, the Desperate Housewives actress, age 56, opened up in an emotional letter to the judge ahead of her sentencing, scheduled a press time for September 13th. Huffman, who pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud, said that her older daughter, Sophia, was diagnosed with learning disabilities at age 8. I talked myself into believing that all I was doing was giving my daughter a fair shot, she wrote of paying now disgraced admissions consultant Rick Singer to have a proctor change Sophia's SAT answers after she took the test. I see the irony in that statement now, because what I've done is the opposite of fair. I've broken the law, deceived the educational community, betrayed my daughter, and failed my family. In a recommendation to the judge, prosecutors called for the actress to face 1 month in prison, followed by 12 months of supervised release, as well as a $20,000 fine. Through her attorney, Huffman asked for 1 year of probation and community service. Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband, J. Massimo Giannulli, who pleaded not guilty, could face up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Huffman also had 27 people write letters of support on her behalf, including her husband of 22 years, actor William H. Macy, age 69, and actress Eva Longoria, age 44. But no outcome will be as heartbreaking to Huffman as the pain she's caused her family. When my daughter looked at me and asked with tears streaming down her face, "Why didn't you believe in me?" I had no adequate answer for her. I could only say, "I'm sorry. I was frightened and I was stupid," Huffman wrote. In his letter, Macy said that Sophia, age 19, has nightmares from the FBI agents waking her that morning of Huffman's arrest with guns drawn. Macy added that he, Huffman, Sophia, and younger daughter Georgia, age 17, have been in family therapy. Felicity's relationship with her daughters exploded on March 12th, and rebuilding that relationship will be a long process. He ended his letter telling the judge, "Every good thing in my life is because of Felicity Huffman." A source close to the couple says Huffman is ready to accept her sentence. Felicity is focused right now on repairing her relationships within her family and helping put their lives back together. She's committed to making amends to the public and to the educational community and giving back in a substantive way. As a mother and wife, she wants to do everything she can to heal her family. Brad on sobriety. "I removed my drinking privilege." Brad Pitt is opening up more about how he got sober in the wake of his 2016 split from Angelina Jolie. "I had taken things as far as I could take it, so I removed my drinking privilege," Pitt told the New York Times. The actor, age 55, said he spent a year and a half in an all-male Alcoholics Anonymous group. "You had all these men sitting around being open and honest in a way I've never heard," Pitt said. "It was this safe space where there was little judgment and therefore little judgment of yourself. It was actually really freeing just to expose the ugly sides of yourself." Pitt has been focusing on his health, kids, and resurgent career. He plays an astronaut in the new drama Ad Astra and is garnering Oscar buzz for his role in this summer's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, says a source. He's thriving on being busy. There's a photo of him on some red carpet recently, and it said, "I grew up with that be capable, be strong, don't show weakness thing," said Pitt, of channeling his dad, William, for Ad Astra. Here's this week's Heart Monitor. Divorce finalized for Matt Lauer and Annette Roque. Nearly 2 years after they split amid his termination by NBC for alleged sexual misconduct, the Today Show veteran, age 61, and his wife, age 53, finalized their divorce. Lauer and Roque were married for 20 years and have 3 kids. Separated Zoe J. Chanel and Jacob Pechenik. After 4 years of marriage, it's over between the new girl star, age 39, and her producer husband, age 47, who share kids Elsie, age 4, and Charlie, age 2. A friend of the couple's says they've been separated for several months, but it's amicable. Who's engaged? 2 couples this week. Jonah Hill and Gianna Santos. The Wolf of Wall Street actor, age 35, popped the question to Santos, age 30, a stylist and manager for the beauty company Violet Grey. The pair have been linked since August 2018. Also engage Susan Kalecki Watson and Jamie Lincoln Smith. The This Is Us actress, age 37, revealed that her boyfriend, also an actor, who has appeared on NCIS New Orleans and Blue Bloods, proposed with a sapphire ring, which she shared in a September 7th Instagram post. Court showdown, Britney's family crisis. 2 weeks after an alleged physical altercation with Britney Spears' 14-year-old son, Sean Preston, her father, Jamie Spears, agreed to temporarily step down as her co-conservator on September 9th after more than a decade of overseeing her finances and physical and mental health. The move in court came after Spears' ex-husband, Kevin Federline, the dad of her sons, Sean and Jaden James, age 13, filed a police report claiming that Jamie had abused Sean on August 24th. There was physical contact that made Sean scared, says a source close to Spears of the incident that allegedly took place at Jamie's home as Spears, age 37, and her sons were visiting. Jamie asked something of Sean that he wasn't interested in doing, and Sean ended up locking himself in a room. Jamie got angry and acted inappropriately. Britney is upset with her dad. She can't believe her dad would jeopardize her relationship with her boys. The week after the alleged altercation, Federline and Spears came to a new custody agreement. According to Federline's lawyer, Mark Vincent Kaplan, Spears now has custody 10% of the time, while her ex has 90%. They previously split custody 50-50. Despite the change in custody, Federline, age 41, still wants their sons to have continuing and meaningful contact with their mother, says Kaplan. It's been a tough year for Spears, who voluntarily sought treatment at a wellness facility in April following a career break to help care for Jamie after he ruptured his colon last fall. For now, Spears' longtime care manager, Jody Montgomery, will act as her conservator through the end of January. But the star still has the support of her loved ones and is continuing to put her family first. Britney's boys are back in school, and she's hoping that what happened between Jamie and Sean won't affect her spending time with them, says the source. She loves her boys. Christina Anstead's baby Joy. Christina Anstead's house has a happy new addition. The HGTV star, age 36, announced on September 6 that she and her husband of 9 months, British TV host Ant, age 40, welcomed son Hudson London. Our hearts are so full of joy and love, she posted. Hudson weighs in at 7 pounds, 7 ounces. Christina, who also shares kids Taylor, age 9, and Braden, age 4, with her ex-husband Tariq El Moussa, told People she found out she was pregnant just after her honeymoon with Ant, who also has 2 kids from his previous marriage. This baby is the perfect way to blend our families, she said. Jennifer Aniston's big return to TV. It's been 25 years since Friends first aired on NBC, turning Jennifer Aniston, then 25, into an overnight sensation. Now she's making her first major jump back to the small screen, alongside co-star and fellow executive producer Reese Witherspoon, with the Apple TV Plus original The Morning Show, in which she plays a morning news host whose longtime male counterpart, Steve Carell, has just been fired for sexual misconduct. In a new interview with Entertainment Weekly, Aniston jokes of the series. Matt Lauer won't think it has anything to do with him. As for why she's doing TV again, the part was simply right. This role never could have come to me any sooner than now, says Aniston, age 50, whose character contends with ageism and sexism. In a separate interview with In Style, Aniston reflected on turning 50 in February. I don't feel any different. Things aren't shutting down in any way. I feel physically incredible, she said. So it's weird that all of a sudden getting telegraphed in a way that's like, you look amazing for your age. Aniston is thrilled with the new turn her career is taking. Acting and at the same time producing was intense for Jen, says a source. The role required filming late at night, and then they had meetings during the day. But she missed being part of a show. She's very proud of it. She also loved working with her good friend. She and Reese have the same passion and got along great. Jen enjoys working with women she admires. Aniston, who's been single since her 2018 split from husband Justin Theroux, also told Entertainment Weekly that she can relate to her character's struggle with living up to her beloved public image. I understand that with people having connections to friends, she said. I understand the isolation, not wanting to be seen, not wanting to be public, not wanting to have to go on a red carpet. It's not always easy to go out there and be the person that you have to be. And there's a little inset box that says Friends turns 25. When Friends launched in September 1994, it was an immediate hit for NBC, thanks to the cast's great chemistry. But Jennifer Aniston very nearly didn't play Rachel Green. She was already committed to the CBS series Muddling Through, but it flopped, freeing her up to appear on Friends, which was originally titled Friends Like Us. In his new book, Generation Friends, Saul Austerlitz writes of the magic in the room during the first table read. People were laughing. More than that, people were cracking up. Kim talks fashion, family, and studying law. Raising four kids, North, age 6, Saint, age 3, Chicago, age 20 months, and Psalm, age 4 months, with husband Kanye West, hasn't slowed down reality star Kim Kardashian West, age 38. This month, she's launching a shapewear brand, Skims, while continuing to apprentice at a law firm. What inspired Skims? I feel like I've been designing shapewear for 15 years. I'd bring scissors, a needle, and thread when I traveled to cut and sew pieces into my own. I used tea bags to dye them a deeper color because there was only one standard nude. I wanted something that would smooth my shape but not necessarily change it. I do have cellulite, but I try to be easy on myself because you're never going to be perfect. What do your sisters think of it? They genuinely love it, which makes me so proud since they're all different shapes and sizes. How's being a mom of four? It's exhausting. Everyone loves Psalm, and everyone is helpful. He looks a little bit like Chi and a little bit like Saint. I'm sorry, Shy, Chicago. And a little bit like Saint, but he's changing. How do you relax? I got into CBD, cannabidiol, a legal compound found in the cannabis plant, a few months ago. I'm not a weed smoker at all, but I love CBD. It's gotten me through a lot. You're studying for the bar exam in 2022. Why go into law? My dad, attorney Robert Kardashian, always knew I was interested in law school. He said being a lawyer was way too stressful as a full-time job, so I'd really have to think about it. When he worked on the defense team for the O.J. Simpson case, I looked through the evidence books. My sister Courtney would always yell at me, like, get out of his stuff. Why do you care? I learned a lot from him telling me about it. Now I want to become a lawyer to help people who can't really help themselves. And now our cover story. Princess Kate, royal mom, future queen. From school drop-offs to state banquets, the royal mom of three is growing in confidence and finding her purpose. She will one day be addressed as Your Majesty, but when Princess Kate enters the many meetings she has convened to support families with young children, she often introduces herself as Catherine. She is properly called Your Royal Highness on first reference and Ma'am thereafter, but she'll never issue a correction. And from the moment she's there, everyone in the room has her full attention. I've sat in many a ministerial meeting, and the UK government minister will come and say their bit and go, says Kate Stanley, Director of Strategy at the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, a prominent child protection charity in the UK. But the Duchess wouldn't just join in, she would stay for the whole meeting, sometimes for 3 hours at a time. She has a deep curiosity to really understand the issues. For the mom of three, those issues hit especially close to home, where she's simply mummy to Prince George, age 6, Princess Charlotte, age 4, and Prince Louis, 17 months. On September 5th, Kate and her husband, Prince William, dropped Charlotte and George off at Thomas's Battersea, a private school some 3 miles from the family's Kensington Palace home in London. Proudly walking with Charlotte as she joined George at the school for the first time, Kate held her daughter's hand until it was time to let go. "She's so happy," says a friend of Kate's. "I think the three kids really complete her." As she gently launches Charlotte into the next chapter of her young life, Kate, age 37, is cementing the most important public role of her own, future queen. Multiple insiders and sources close to the couple tell People they've observed a growing confidence in the royal mom, who first stepped into the spotlight as William's cautious, soft-spoken college girlfriend. In the nearly 2 decades since then, Kate has walked the palace line with scrupulous care, even as she sometimes seemed uncertain of how best to meaningfully fulfill her royal duties. It turns out motherhood offered the answer. While raising her own children, she has found passion and purpose in helping mothers and children everywhere. "She's finding her voice," says a well-placed palace source. "Gone are the days of noticeably nervous public speeches, replaced with a newfound self-assurance. She's now more open with what she wants to say, and funny enough, she's more relaxed as well," says a family friend. Adds the palace source. She's writing her own speeches. She's an expert now. That expertise follows years of diligent, focused listening, including working with a panel of leaders she gathered to help inform her work in child development and mental health, areas her aides say will define the next 20 years of her public work. Whether she's speaking with neuroscientists or new moms, Kate has this almost innate ability to engage people to feel at ease, says Graham Beach, chief executive of Action on Addiction, one of the charities Kate adopted early in her public life. To describe her impact so far, Stanley recalls Kate and Williams visiting a library in Blackpool in March. "The Duchess was asking two young mums who we work with about their experiences," she says. "I talked to one of the moms afterward. She was blown away to have that kind of personal interest in her from the Duchess. Since then, that young woman has stayed engaged with the program and has a part-time job and got into better housing. It was all a part of that process of her feeling connected and cared about." As Kate grows in confidence, another word, regal, consistently pops up to describe her among both palace sources and those who have known her for years. Although she came to the royal family without an aristocratic pedigree, she had something that helped prepare her even better: a healthy childhood in the English countryside and the firm foundation of a loving family under the watchful guidance of her parents, Carol and Michael Middleton. After meeting William at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland, she assumed a front-row seat to the pressures and pitfalls of life in the royal family before deciding to join it herself. She knew enough, she'd seen enough, and she'd experienced enough, so she was very well aware of what the responsibilities and demands were going to be, says Sally Bedell Smith, biographer of Queen Elizabeth. She has the knowledge and the poise. And those who know her husband, William, age 37, say she's the perfect match for the man who will be king behind his father, Prince Charles, age 70. She's very mellow. She has the right temperament for the position, says another close source. She's a great, gentle support for him. She's also a natural nurturer to her three kids, all with their own personalities and needs. It's the perfect little family unit, and she's an amazing mom, so hands-on and involved with everything, says her friend. Kate's recent garden project reflected her own passions because a lot of her childhood was spent outdoors hiking and camping, says another friend. She wants to emulate her upbringing, living in the countryside with a close-knit family. She desperately wants that normality for her own kids. And yet, she's also keenly aware of the role in history that awaits her. Kate has completely grown into it, says the family friend. She's got things right. She really, really has. In Brit speak, she's quietly getting on with it, adds a royal household source. She is an adoring mother, and she's contributing publicly in the way we would want her to. You see it more and more. The young student has turned into our future queen. There are, of course, a lot of inset boxes here. Let's start with this one. 5 rules for becoming queen. Sally Bedell Smith, the author of several biographies of Queen Elizabeth, reveals the secrets for success in the regal role. 1. Be humble and discreet. That's the essence of being a member of the royal family. It's taking a leaf out of the book of both the Queen Mother and the Queen, who has this extraordinary ability to combine a regal quality with a palpable humility. She gives speeches but has not given interviews. The Queen Mother gave 1 interview the day after she was engaged, and she never gave an interview again. That kind of discretion works because otherwise you open the floodgates and counteract the majesty of the role. 2, maintain a consistent style. Princess Diana was constantly trying on new persona and new looks. She was in this hall of mirrors where she was always observing how she looked and reacting to it. The Queen and Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, have long adopted consistent looks, and so has Kate. She's sensible about how she approaches fashion. 3, know your causes and avoid controversy. Kate speaks knowledgeably about her charities, and that indicates that she's mastering her brief. She and William have adopted causes that can resonate with a large portion of the population and haven't sought to take controversial positions. 4, embrace the countryside and your in-laws. She grew up in Berkshire. That whole way of life is embedded in the way the royals are. It's part of savoring the outdoors and appreciating nature. That sensibility came easily to her. 5, be a supportive spouse. Kate is secure enough without feeling compelled to overshadow William. In the case of Diana and Charles, it was a contest. He had been the center of attention, and suddenly this supernova arrived and was taking up the spotlight. It would be easy for Kate to slip into the foreground, but she's aware and mindful of that. And then we've got the making of a modern queen, which is kind of a timeline. It says, 1, have a happy childhood in the country. 2, attend college with the future queen. She was an art history student, class of 04, and met William in her freshman year. 3, take romance slow. The couple dated for more than 8 years before William proposed. 4, keep things fun. In 2008, Kate got her groove on at a charity roller disco she organized in London. Number 5, Marry Your Prince. The couple wed on April 29th, 2011 at Westminster Abbey. And finally, Raise the Next Generation Your Way. Kate honors tradition, but also likes to have her parents babysit. Meet Kate's tribe, Carol Middleton. The Middleton family matriarch, age 64, is Kate's go-to for support. Pippa Middleton, Kate's younger sister, age 36, is also a new mom and confidant. Natasha Archer, Kate's longtime personal assistant, is just back from maternity leave and ever discreet. Catherine Quinn, Kate's private secretary, who took on the role in 2017, is one of her most trusted aides and is often by her side at public events. Sophie Snuggs, Princess Charlotte's godmother, welcomed her first child in August. The Middleton family, minus Pippa, attended Sophie's wedding in 2018. The reboot of Alton Brown. Happily remarried and reveling in the return of his Food Network show, Good Eats, the chef has hit an all-time high on and off the screen. Alton Brown swings a vintage saber and cleanly cuts the neck off a bottle of sparkling rosé at the back door of his Marietta, Georgia loft and pours himself a glass. "I'm just too lazy to do it the other way," he says of his unconventional uncorking method, the subject of one of his most popular YouTube videos, with more than 3 million views. It's the kind of impressively nerdy skill that fans of Alton Brown and his show Good Eats have come to expect and demand. A fixture on the Food Network since 1999, Brown, age 57, has turned his style of science meets cooking into a cottage industry. He's written 8 best-selling books, cookbooks, and hosted the channel's tentpole shows like Iron Chef America. In August, he brought back Good Eats, The Return, combining his trademark mix of history, cooking, campy costumes, and pop culture-laced puns for its first new season since 2012. "I always planned on doing the show again," he says, "but knew we needed to find the time and the inspiration to start. It's not a true artistic endeavor unless I do it for me. And if somebody watches, great. This is now for me." That tendency toward workaholism, as he calls it, made him one of Food Network's most popular and prolific stars. During that period, he was married to Deanna Brown, a former executive producer on Good Eats. The two were deeply devoted to their Southern Baptist religion, but their devotion to each other couldn't go the distance. In 2015, after 21 years of marriage, they divorced. Shortly after, Brown resigned from the Johnson Ferry Baptist Church, which tried to keep the couple together despite their desire to separate. His attachment to the church simply didn't take, he says. "There's too much contradiction for my social beliefs." Deanna and Alton still co-parent their daughter Zoe, age 19, a sophomore at Georgetown University, but otherwise don't talk much. "We changed, the world changed, and she went one way and I went the other," says Brown. "I think we're probably both a heck of a lot better off where we are." Part of starting over meant finding a new home. He bought a 3-bedroom industrial loft 2 miles from where he films, and in 2017 hired interior designer Elizabeth Ingram to make over the space. Although Alton Brown is an often recognized celebrity in the area, Ingram, age 53, had no idea who he was when they met. "She thought I was the guy from Molton Brown Soap," says Brown. "I slowly turned every meeting into a date." A month before renovations were finished, they were engaged. They wed last fall and now live in the apartment with their dogs, Scabigail and Francis. And that is all the time we have for today. This has been People Magazine. I'm Jackie Norton for Radio Reading Services.